It's weekend again, and I've already talked about it with you. I'd like to try a new game. We've talked a lot about your limits, so I know exactly how far I can go with you. But I didn't give you many details about my game, so you don't know exactly what to expect. You ring the bell. I stand in front of you, wearing a purple thong and a dark red fancy corsage. You greet me with a friendly, "Good evening, mistress." You're a quick learner, which I really like. Without saying much, I take you into my living room and tell you to take off your clothes. I disappear for a moment and come back into the living room with a large closed box. Curious, you try to guess what's inside, but I won't tell you. You have to feel what's inside. I put the black box down on the couch and sit down next to you. I order you to stare at the wall to your right, which you do, followed by a "Yes, mistress." And I carefully open the box. My eyes light up with lust. I take out the black satin blindfold and place it between us. Once again, I reach into the box and take out a metal cock cage. Without taking the cage out of my hand, I close the box again. "Slave, look at me," I say strictly. I look deep into your eyes and wiggle the cage in front of you. I grin at you. This is the most important thing for our game. And you will have to wear it the whole time. Before I explain the rules of the game, I'll put this on you. I firmly grab your balls and give them a firm grip. You make moaning noises. A warning look from me is enough to silence you. I roughly squeeze your balls through the base ring of the cage. Now your cock will be caged. Because you have such a small worm, it's easy to pull the cage over your dick. Now I insert the lock into the opening provided. With one click, everything is locked and your chastity has begun. My eyes light up and I explain the rules of the game to you. The game doesn't end automatically. It depends on you whether it lasts 10 minutes or 6 hours. If you're really stupid, it can even go on for days. You will be wearing the cock cage the whole time. The game ends up when you have found the key to it. So that it's not too easy, I'll put a blindfold on you before we start. I hide the key in the living room. Your task is to find it to enter the game and to release you from your cage. I will lay out all sorts of toys and mean things with little tusks on the cold floor. As soon as you crawl over one of my toys, I will use them on you. I won't tell you the details. I want to surprise you, I say with a diabolical grin. Your eyes light up, and your face is still lined with curiosity and excitement. So I put the satin blindfold on you and tie it in a knot. As a test, I wave my hand just in front of your face. No reaction. Very good. I leave you naked on my couch while I take all the time in the world to lay everything out on the living room floor. I spread the toys over a large area and very openly, so that you can't help but crawl over some of them. I kneel down on the floor and stretch my hand all the way out to hide the key far under my couch. Satisfied, I wander over to you. The game begins. Get on your knees. Without hesitation, you follow my command and kneel down on the cold living room floor. Now start crawling. You slide around slowly, a little unsteadily. It must be difficult for you to explore a strange environment without orientation. As I mentioned before, I wasn't sparing with the toys I laid out. And it doesn't take long before you come to your first task. I grin. Unfortunately for you, it wasn't the key. So you will have to deal with the cage for a while. Smiling, I pick up the pad labeled slave and read the task out loud. 20 strokes on the ass, 10 on each cheek. You can see what kind of spanking instrument it is. So I start by gently stroking your cheeks with the paddle. I pull your cheeks wide apart and run the paddle over your nudge. I quickly pull the paddle back and give you your first stroke on your juicy left cheek. You let out a sharp cry of surprise. I stroke your head and whisper sweetly in your ear. I want you to count. If you forget to count, I'll have to start again. With a shaky voice, you say, "Yes, mistress." I hit your left cheek lightly with the paddle. You start. 1, 2, 3. This time I hit a little harder, and you let out a gasping. 4. I give the next strokes with the same force. You gasp. 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. On the last stroke, I strike with all my strength, and a riot mark appears on your backside. You roar, 10. You have counted along nicely. I praise you and stroke your head. I gently touch your right cheek, stroke it with my paddle. You are silent. I strike again firmly. I said that I want you to count. Surprised, you stammer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The hardness has helped. You count. 6, 7. I take another stroke and hit the paddle harder on your backside. You gasp. 8, 9. For the last stroke, I take a long stroke and let the paddle strap on your backside, using all my strength. You twitch and scream. 10. I stroke your glowing cheeks tenderly. You've done well. I watch you move your pretty ass from one place to another. I watch you eagerly to see what task you get next. Now it gets exciting as you move very close between the fresh ginger plug and the ball clamps. You try to feel the key with your arms, but you reach the ginger plug. A nasty smile appears on my face. Armed with a tube of lubricant, I walk over to you. I remain silent. This time I don't read you the task. I don't tell you that it's a burning ginger plug. I don't tell you that the plug is only removed when it's replaced by another one. Instead, I grab it and kneel behind you. I take a look at your little cock. Your roost. I see how the cage is slowly being filled by your little worm. I shake the cage firmly and can't help but give your balls a quick squeeze. You moan. Shut up, so. I tell you, and spread your firm cheeks at the same time. Apply a generous amount of lubricant to your entrance. And place the spicy plug on your butthole. It's not particularly big, so the tip disappears inside you quickly. I apply just a little bit of pressure to push the whole plug into your tight ass. I watch with a smile because I know how you're about to feel. I gently stroke your cheeks, caressing them lightly. It doesn't take long and you'll let me know with a... What's that, mistress? I'm getting all warm. A chili pepper, my little slave. I want to warm you up a bit, I lie. Horrified, you make a desperate sound. I enjoy the look of fear in your eyes. You twitch your ass. Your cheeks flush. Your breathing becomes heavy, and the warm of the root has visibly begun to spread. I laugh out loud at you too. It's a funny sight to see you so pathetic in front of me. You scream. You can't just insert a chili.
It's mistress for you,
I say sharply. You come down a little and speak a little more calmly. Mistress, you can't insert a chili. Grinning, I slap your ass lightly. Of course I can. It's important to me that you're nice and warm. I calm you down a little. You're very brave for getting involved in this game, my little slave. Stroking your back, if everything becomes too much for you, then you still know a safe word. Yes, mistress. I was just a little surprised. It's not so warm anymore. I touch your ass and let my fingers slide between your open cheeks. The sight of the ginger inside you as your cock desperately tries to spread out which leaves me not cold. I massage your balls intensely. You moan.
Shut up, you pig, or I'll have to stuff your mouth.
You go silent, and I grab the end of the plug. Pull it back a little and push it lightly into you. You can't suppress an occasional... I tease you. Without letting go of your balls, I fuck you rhythmically with the ginger plug. Your excitement grows. You stretch out your hot ass towards me. I push the plug deep inside you one last time. You can't suppress a lust-filled groan. You get a firm slap on your cheek in return. You carefully try to navigate, slowly reaching in front of you. I don't know how much time has passed, but you want to finally get rid of the cage. It might take a while too, which of course you can't know because you can't see all the tasks. Despite your caution, you stumble across another one of my tasks. A ladder crop. This is going to be exciting. I read you 10 strokes where the mistress pleases. Count along, I say briskly. I take the crop in my hand and strut around you. I take a close look at you.
You get the first stroke on your left cheek, which is still red. One. The next stroke on your right cheek. Two. I take all the time in the world and circle around you. Stay very still now. I carefully start a stroke that is no more intense than a slap in the face. And gently stroke your cheek with the crop. You can't. Free. I walk back to your ass. Spread your legs for me, my saw. Quickly, you follow me. A little harder, I hit your left cheek. Four. Five. Now on your right. Six. Seven. I reduce my hardness and let the crop down on your balls. You scream. Eight. The next whips are each on your ass cheeks. You gasp. Nine. 10. You entered the well, and because I'm not like that, I want to help you find the key. You look pleased and immediately start walking. I shout, cold? You turn a little to the right. Still cold. You turn a little more. Warm? You rush forward with your knees. Cold again. You change direction. Warm. Warmer. What you don't know is that I have left the task in front of the key. It's impossible not to touch this task to get the key. I direct you further towards the key as you stumble over your last task. My joy is indescribable. I've been waiting for it. All day. It's a belt with dildos on both sides. So we both will have fun. I drop my panties and grab the strap-on dildo. Insert the longer one into my cunt that's already wet. And moan. I rub the smaller dildo generously with lubricant. Step quietly next to you and carefully pull the ginger plug out of you. And finally tell you that I wasn't a chili scoop. Get up. I command you. Grab your hand and lead you to my couch. Lie down and stick your ass up in the air. I position myself behind you. Spread your cheeks and place my dildo at your back entrance. You're already slightly stretched by the plug, so it's easy for me to penetrate you. The tip slowly disappears inside you. I gently penetrate you. You moan. Shut up, I tell you, and press my hand over your mouth. When I thrust the rest of the lung into you, I grab you by the hips. And start to fuck you. Please, mistress, release me from the cage. I can't take it anymore. Your words bounce off me. You should be quiet, I told you. I open my hand and push my fingers into your mouth. I thrust harder into your ass while my fingers fuck your throat. Your ass hardly offers any resistance. Which is why I'm getting really wild now. I'm completely aroused by the way I'm humiliating you and fucking myself at the same time. My juices are dripping out of me, running over you. My upper body falls onto yours, and I pull a plastic cork out of you. Breathing heavily, I hop you back onto the floor and make you look for the key while I take the belt off me. I give you instructions. Warmer. Warmer. You stretch out your hand, reach around you, and feel the key. Very good, my slave. Then I will free you now. I'll relax you, but still very excited. I put the key in the padlock. Pull the cage off you and free your balls. Your cock is almost hard and jumps out at me. You're all wet, you bastard. I free you from the blindfold and drag you onto the couch. I grab your cock roughly and spit on it. I only have to massage it briefly until it's completely hot. You can be loud now. You don't need to be told twice as I rub you roughly. You constantly moan and I squeeze your cock hard again and again. Your drops of pleasure run out of you. You breathe loudly and you don't need much longer before you come. While I jerk you off hard, I aim your cock at your upper body. Come for me, you pig, I scream. You let out a loud moan. Your legs are trembling slightly, and you squirt a scream of your juice all over yourself. You're breathing heavily. I get a soft towel from the bathroom and clean you up, panting as you let me touch you. I sit down next to you, stroke you, and then, grinning, I ask you, do you fancy another game?